Blind Geek Zone podcast number 28 for October 14th, 2008. Hi, this is Rick, and I'm back today with another Blind Geek Zone podcast. It's been a while again, and I apologize for that. A lot of things have been going on here lately that have kept me busy. I've been going through some system upgrading, and I've had some system problems that have kind of kept me from being able to record the way I want to, but kind of got those resolved now, at least to an extent. Going to talk today about a few different things. I'm going to talk to you about WindowEyes version 7 and JAWS version 10. Those are both out. JAWS 7 has been released, and JAWS 10 is in beta number 3 now and is expected to release probably on November 1st or thereabouts. I'm also going to briefly show you Super Anti-Spyware, which is a new, anti-spyware tool that a lot of people are using, and I've started using here over the last couple of months and wanted to talk about it. I'm also going to show you a bit of Avast, which I've recently switched from AVG 8 over to it because I thought Avast was doing a better job than AVG 8 was. Okay, well, first I'm just going to talk to you about some things that have been going on here, what's been keeping me busy, and all of that. As you know, I was learning Braille the last time I did a podcast, and I was also instructing beginners on grade one, you know, Braille basics, you know, just right from the beginnings. And I had four or five people I was working with on that. Unfortunately, for the moment, that has all ceased. The Akron Blind Center, unfortunately, has shut its doors. I'm not sure if that's going to be permanent or not. I'm kind of assuming so, but, you know, hey, you never know. So, I guess we'll find out, but unfortunately, they've closed their doors, so I don't have a place anymore to work with anybody. And my instructor has started at the University of Akron. She's doing her master's in social work, so she's not been able to work with me either. So Braille's kind of taken a side seat here at the moment. And hopefully I'll get back to that at some point. I was currently learning my contracted Braille, which was really interesting. And I was about halfway through that, I believe. So hopefully I'll pick that back up at some point and continue on somewhere else. Some of the other things that I've been doing here lately is I've been working on a lot of websites. And as everybody probably knows, I do some website development for people. And I'm currently working on a few different websites. I guess I'll give some shout-outs here. One website I just finished was for a guy in Cincinnati, Ohio. His name is Sean Brock. And he's a he's a registered piano technician. And his site is www.seanbrock.com. That's www.seanbrock.com. And it's a nice site, especially for those of you that have some site, you know, the partials out there that listen to me. There's some pictures and stuff on the site that, you know, I've kind of been learning to place here lately, so that makes that site a little more appealing to the sighted world. Another website that I'm currently working on is for a guy in Miami, Florida. He's a jazz pianist. He's a producer and a musician. His name is Scott Treeman. And his website is www.scotttreeman.com. That's www.scotttreeman.com. And that's another very nice visually looking site. Again, this person wanted their website to be primarily towards a sighted audience, so it's got some nice musical backgrounds, and it's got a really nice musical logo. My one of my friends, my graphics designer, did all that work for me, and it turned out really, really nice. It's a nice looking page. Still in progress. We're going to put some more pictures on it and some things like that, but you might want to take a look at that. And one other site that's in progress still here is a guy in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. His name is Stash Serafin, and he is a blind figure skater. And his website is www.stashskate.com. That's www.stashskate.com. And that website's not quite as visually done as the others, and it's still in progress, but it's another nice site you might want to look at. And yeah, if anybody is interested in having a website done and likes these websites, give me a ring, and we can work something out for you and get you a website as well. But those have been keeping me busy here, and I've enjoyed it a lot. It's been a learning experience, you know, doing sites that are a little more visually oriented, you know. Being blind, that's a little bit harder to do, but I've been managing pretty good with it, so hey, you know, not too bad. Okay, well, that's basically what's been going on with me. I did pick up a laptop here recently. A friend, a couple of weeks ago, gave me a broken compact Evo laptop. It's a 2.4 gigahertz Pentium 4 mobile with 512 meg of RAM and 40 gig hard drive. It's a nice little laptop. Its screen's broken, but that didn't really matter to me, so that's kind of how I was able to get it for free, and that certainly was appreciated. And I was looking on eBay for some parts for it. I needed to fix a few things on it, and ended up coming across another almost identical Compact Evo laptop that I purchased for $109, and it actually is pretty much fully functional. Its screen actually works. It's a little dim, but a couple sighted people looked at it and said it wasn't bad. So that was a great buy. It's a 2.2 gigahertz, so it's slightly slower. I'm thinking about swapping the processors around. The laptop from eBay is in better condition, and so I did some parts swapping around, took the DVD burner out of the one, and took the battery out and the RAM out, and you know, put those in the eBay one. So you know, now I got a 2.2 gigahertz Intel Pentium 4 mobile with a gig, with a DVD CD RW burner, and a good working battery, and I believe it's got an optional wireless hookup for it. It's 801B, so it's kind of old, but the laptop's a little bit older. It's like a 2003 laptop, but it runs XP really, really well. It's a nice notebook, And that's going to help me a lot here locally when I do things at different places. All right. Well, what we're going to look at here first is Window Eyes 7. Now, just so everybody knows, I'm not really great with Window Eyes, and this isn't going to be much of a demonstration of Window Eyes. I do want to give a more lengthy demonstration in the future once I get a little more familiar with it, but right now I just going to show you just a couple little brief things that are new.
Window Eyes active GW5.000.
Now, one of the first thing I'm going to show you is Window Eyes 7 has a new Eloquence synthesizer that works just like JAWS, and I prefer it over DeckTalk, but I'm going to bring that up and I'll show you that.
File F pull down. Open O. Save as pull down. Edit dictionaries. Manage sets and scripts and pull. Select synthesizer. Menu closed. Synthesizers. S. DEE. Echo PC or E. Eloquence. 12 of
And
22.
I'll hit enter here.
Window Eyes active GW5.0.
Yeah, okay, let me bring the voice up on Eloquence here a little bit.
Tone, pitch, rate, volume. All voices volume 3. All voices volume 4. All voices volume 5. All voices volume 6.
There we go. So, as you can hear, let's see, let me bring, let me see what the rate is.
Tone, pitch, rate. All voices rate 34. All voices rate 35.
And that's kind of normal, I believe. So there's one of the nice things is the Eloquence is a lot nicer than in previous versions of Window Eyes.
Desktop. My computer list view 1. My document. My network. Recycle bin. Internet Explorer. Avast. Start button. Taskbar. Gold wave button. Size tray. SUPER. Volume button. Avast.
Yeah, just
BIOS
tabbing around
recode.
here a little bit so you can listen to it briefly. The only complaint I have about it, at least here, is it tends to be a little bit more sluggish than Eloquence for JAWS is, but not too bad. So, and let's see if I can pull up.
Window Eyes active explorer points. File open o save as edit dictionaries d manage sets and scripts m pull down.
Window Eyes 7 now has scripting abilities, and there's been a lot of talk around about that. It's a very nice setup, and there's a lot of new scripts coming out for it that are going to give Window Eyes a lot more functionality, I think, in a lot of areas that are, I guess this is just my opinion, but bring it up maybe to more the level of JAWS, which I'm sure Window Eyes users that use it all the time, wouldn't agree with me there. They'll say, that they're going to make it better than JAWS, and that may be the case. I don't know, but I don't use Window Eyes 7 enough to really make a good judgment on its performance yet. Let's go in here.
Scripting status on new. Add or remove packages. A dialog. Script manager. M dialog.
If we go into the script manager.
Menu closed. Scripts for running applications. S autocomplete. VBS application. Global status. Running version 2.2. Description.
I have an autocomplete script here running that if you're typing stuff into Internet Explorer and whatever, it can auto-complete.
Eloquence fix.vbs. Application global status running version 1.0. Description safeguards Eloquence against harmful text. 2 of 8.
And what some people have included, I don't think that's a GW script, but it's an Eloquence protection script that has a bunch of different words and stuff in it that keeps Eloquence from crashing. And it seems to be being kept more updated than perhaps the JAWS Eloquence protection is.
Toolkit.vbs. Application global status running version 7.0.
And that's the GW toolkit that's required by a lot of scripts.
Hourlychime.vbs. Application global status running version 1.7.
This is nice. It's just a little simple script, but it's called Hourly Chimes, and it plays the, I think it's a Westminster Chimes on the hour, and it's really nice sounding. I like that.
Uvnav.vbs. Application global status running version 1.17 description Uvnav 5 of 8.
And I don't know what that is.
Progress indicator.vbs.
Oh, here's a progress indicator that is kind of like JAWS. When you're downloading something, it'll give you the progress as a percentage. And these are all programmable, too. You can tell them a lot of different ways. I think this can also do sound, some, you know, beeps as it progresses as well.
VirtualView.vbs.
And there's your virtual viewer.
WeatherOrNot.vbs.
Whether or not, that I haven't messed around with. I don't really have it set up here, but it allows you with a key press to get weather forecasts and stuff for your location.
WeatherOrNot.vbs.
Yeah, okay, and that's the only ones that are running so far. But there's a really, really nice Winamp script done by Jeff Bishop that really, really, really has a lot of functionality. Kind of runs circles around what the JAWS scripting for Winamp is doing so far. And that's really, really nice. I haven't messed with it a lot, but I've heard some demos of it.
Window Eyes Active Explorer 0.000.
Some of the other things that Window Eyes 7 does that I'm not going to get into here because I haven't really played with yet are on the internet. There's some more quick key navigation capabilities, some enhancements from the 6.1 version. There's a place marker feature that is supposed to be dynamically adjustable that, you know, even if the page changes, the place marker can still be found, and that's one big step up from the JAWS place marker functionality. And I haven't played with that much yet, but I want to look at that. And I guess that's about it. That's about all I can really, really, really show you here, because like I said, I'm not a big time Window Eyes user. So let me close out Window Eyes here.
File F, open Opal, exit, X menu closed. Okay, but
okay. And now I'm going to bring up JAWS 10. JWS 10, enter.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Beta release, desktop, folder view, list view.
Oh, let me slow that down.
JAWS context menu, O, options, O. Utilities, U, options, O, enter, basics, dot, voices, V,
voices.
Enter, global adjustments, dot, 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 G.
Global.
Enter, leaving menus, global voices, dialog, modify default radio button, Alt plus M, Avast, antivirus. Tab, profile, profile name, colon, combo box, eloquence, dash, left, parent, default, right, parent, tab, synthesizer, synthesizer, tab, synthesizer, lang, tab, synthesizer, detect, sappy, full, tab, voice, rate, colon, 90, left, right, slot, 44, 28%, 25%.
Okay, and we'll leave it at that. And while I'm at it, this is one of the continuing changes in JAWS that I'll show you.
Shift tab, cancel button, alt tab, modify default radio button, alt plus M.
Okay, when you normally come into voice settings, you know, for the volume, or the, not the volume change, but the speed change, you know, you get the default global.
Tab, profile, profile name, colon, combo box, eloquence, dash, left parent, default right parent, alt plus P.
Now you can pick profiles. You have the eloquence, you have the sappy, you have the solo direct voices, the real speak solo direct voices, which I'll show you one here in a second. And you can give these all profiles, and you can adjust their rates and everything independently and then call them back up just by their profile.
JAWS dialog. Oops. You have made changes to the currently selected voice profile that you have not yet saved. If you perform this action now without saving those changes, they will be lost. Do you wish to continue? Yes button. Tab. No but space. Global voices dialog. Profile. Profile name colon combo box. Eloquence dash.
Didn't mean to do that.
Tab. Synthesizer. Synthesizer name colon combo box. Eloquence software. Alt plus Y.
But then you can pick the synthesizer here.
Sappy 5.
Real speak solo direct.
Shopify.
Eloquent Software.
And there's a couple different things.
Tab, synthesizer, language, colon, combo box, American English.
Oops, must have changed my rate back.
Tab, synthesizer, detect Zappy 4 synthesizers, dot, 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 button. Tab, voice, rate, colon, 90, left, right, slider, 45%, 44, 32, 27, 26, 25%.
There we go.
Tab, voice, punctuation, colon, combo box, most.
And then we get back into the normal stuff here.
Tab, voice, spell rate, change, percent, colon, edit, minus 20. Tab, voice, uppercase, pitch, change, percent, colon, edit, 20. Tab, say all speech synthesizer, colon, combo box, tab, OK button, all space, desktop, folder view, list view, Avast, antivirus.
Let's see here.
Home, my computer.
Okay, anywhere. All right. Well, let's say we wanted to change our voices. You know, you can do your insert, control S.
Select a voice profile dialog, list box, eloquence.
And I get eloquence, and then before I would get Zappy or no speech at all. So we got a few differences here now.
Zappy 5.
There's our Zappy 5s.
Real Speak Solo Direct.
There's our Real Speak Solo Direct.
Samantha.
And there's one of my profiles I've got set up, which is a Real Speak Solo voice, which is Samantha.
India English.
And there's another one that's an Indian type of accent.
No speech.
And there we got no speech.
India Samantha.
So let's bring up Samantha. Samantha is one of the Real Speak Solo Direct voices.
Real Speak Solo Direct, Samantha, and...
Folder view, list view, my computer, my documents, my net, recycle bit, internet explorer, Avast, antivirus.
Now, what I'm showing you here is I'm just arrowing up and down fairly quick.
Internet explorer, recycle, my net, my documents, my computer, CCleaner, NVDA's, Outlook, Windows, my conference, Vista Boot Pro 3.
These voices are much, much, quicker responsiveness, you know, they're fast. They're like eloquence, more or less. They're not quite as fast as eloquence, but they're a lot faster in response than the Real Speak voices that came with Jaws 8. And there's a lot more voices available now, different languages and things like that, than there was with the voices that came with 8. And these are all available to Jaws 10 through the Freedom Scientific website. You can go out to their page and find the Real Speak Solo Direct voices, and there you download them, install them right into Jaws, and then they're available. So that's really nice. I like them for some things, but I still am not real thrilled with it, you know, the inflections and stuff. I'm still I still like eloquence for most of my computer stuff. Okay, let's show you one of the other big features here in Jaws 10.
Windows M I Internet Explorer. Enter Windows Internet.
Let me go back to eloquence here.
Select India English. Reels, Zappy, eloquence.
About colon blank 0 items.
And let's bring up a website here. Let's just bring up mine.
Alt D. www period blind dash geek dash zone period et enter www.blind-geek-zone.net. Welcome to the Blind Geek Zone. 18 headings and 30 links. Blank graphic Blind Geek Zone logo.
And what I'm going to show you here now is one of the big features in Jaws 10, and that's the automatic forms mode.
Welcome to the Blind Geek Zone, heading level 1. Looking for something not on my site, heading level 2.
Okay, and what I'm coming up to here is a Google search. And with the versions prior to Jaws 9, when you went into a form, say an edit field or whatever, and you wanted to invoke forms mode, you know, you'd hit enter, and then you'd hit your numpad plus to get out of it. Now what happens is when we go to a field.
Blank. Let Google help you find it. Blank. Visited link graphic Google. Enter your search terms. Edit.
You get a little beep, and that's not the beep that's the default. That's just the one I've changed to. And when we enter forms mode, we get a beep, and I can just start typing now. anything I wanted. I don't know.
L-A-P-T-O-P space O-M-P-U-T-E-R-S.
And I could just simply hit enter here and go do the search. Now, if I arrow down out of this,
submit search form,
I automatically came out of forms mode.
Edit laptop computers.
And I arrowed up. I'm back into forms mode. I'm on the edit field, and I'm automatically placed back into forms mode. This has been working pretty good. There's some quirks. I noticed if you tab in and out of a field.
Tab, submit search form, shift tab, enter your search terms,
okay,
edit,
this
laptop
one's working.
Computers.
Sometimes when I tab in and out of fields, the auto forms mode doesn't work. But here on this particular edit field, it's working perfectly. And this is a nice feature. It's still got a little bit of work yet to go. In page verbosity settings, you know, the insert, I think it's Shift V for pages, for individual web pages.
Personalized settings for blind-geek-zone.net dialog. Preview personalized settings-all cleared.
If I want to adjust this functionality.
Frame update notification. Select and copy. Read only. Forms options opened. Auto forms mode-on.
I could turn auto forms mode off on this page if I wanted to, and you can adjust this page by page. So some pages you don't want to be in forms mode automatically, you just tell it. And if you want forms automatic forms mode off altogether, you can go into the configuration manager, and you can turn it off there all the time. But this is how you do it for an individual website.
Forms options opened. Navigation quick key delay dash never. Forms auto forms mode dash on.
And here you could
space auto forms mode dash off. Space auto forms mode dash on.
You can toggle that on and off.
Forms options opened. Navigation quick key delay dash never. Buttons show using dash screen text. Form fields identify prompt using dash label tag. Forms mode off when new page loads dash unavailable. General options opened.
And there's a couple of the options for that. But, and let's see.
Escape. Enter your search terms. Edit laptop computers.
Let me do the insert V.
Adjust JAWS option. Information bar. RSS feed. Frame update. No virtual cursor options opened. Select and copy dash. Read only state dash. Forms options opened. Auto forms mode dash on.
Yeah, and there it is there too.
Use sound dash on.
And this is the overall verbosity settings, not by page. But you can
auto forms mode dash on.
You can turn it on and off.
Use sound dash on.
You can either use a sound or not. If you don't use a sound, then you get the standard, you know, normal JAWS message that says forms mode on, forms mode off. Or you just use a little beep sound. And I like the little beep sound.
Navigation quick key delay dash never. Buttons show using dash screen text. Navigation quick key delay dash never.
I think that if you set it on to amount of delay, that affects the automatic forms mode.
Buttons show using dash screen text.
Okay, let's get out of that.
Escape. Enter your search terms. Edit laptop computers.
And, of course, some of the other enhancements in JAWS 10 are it's being able to work with iTunes 8. Apple has made iTunes 8 accessible on the Windows side now, finally. And people are starting to take advantage of that. GW Micro, I guess, had worked with them initially on this. And so they were the first to come out the door with the iTunes support on Windows 7. And then JAWS announced in Beta 2 of JAWS 10 that they were supporting the iTunes 8 now. And they also have a patch on the GW site, I guess, that will allow JAWS 8 and JAWS 9 to work with it as well. And then the next really big feature in JAWS 10 is the tandem feature. Now, I don't have my computer set up here really to show the tandem today. There's a really good demonstration of that over on Blind Cool Tech, www.blindcooltech.com. And if you go down through there, you'll find it. A guy did a demonstration of that. And, of course, there is the FS Podcasts over on the Freedom Scientific website, www.freedomscientific.com. And you can go down through there and find that. It's, I believe, the September podcast. And it has a very, very good demonstration of tandem. For those of you who are not familiar with what tandem is yet, tandem in JAWS 10 gives you the ability to control another JAWS 10 user's computer. One person acts as the controller, the other person acts as the target. This is real similar to system access, to Ceratec's to remote support on their product. And what this will allow you to do with JAWS 10 is that you can connect to another JAWS 10 user's computer and you can do troubleshooting with them, you can do tech support, you can do training. You hear what they type, they hear what you type, they can type on the keyboard and do things, move around, you can type on the keyboard with them and move them around. And it's totally interactive and it works really, really well. And that's a great feature. I think a lot of people are going to make a lot of use of that. I think Freedom Scientific will make a lot of use of that for tech support. So that's a really good feature. The only thing I would like to see on that is if there was somehow the ability on the target side, if it could be, you know, say JAWS 9 or JAWS 8 or maybe even JAWS 7, you know, not just limit them to JAWS 10. I understand the controller side needing to maybe be JAWS 10 only, but it would have been nice to see that. And maybe they'll do that in the future. I don't know, but that's a nice, really nice new feature. Now, that is not going to be totally free. It will be free initially for several months, and then after that it will be free for the casual users for a certain number of hours a month. And the people that are into it big time, you know, like myself for training, or, you know, people that are doing tech support and stuff all the time for people, it's going to be $39 a quarter and $139 a year for the controller side. The target side people, you know, the people you're helping, they're never charged. They're always free. They'll never incur any fees for this. This is only a fee for the person, you know, that's the controlling side. So I would have liked to seen the prices perhaps a little cheaper, but still, they do offer for casual use a certain number of hours a month free, and that's really nice. I, you know, kind of commend them on that. All right, and like I said, JAWS 10 is still in beta. Beta 3, JAWS 10.419, just released, I believe, yesterday. And I have a little bit of problems with JAWS 10 here on my XP machine. I've got some quirks, but I don't appear to have them for whatever reason on the Vista machine or the notebook running XP. So I don't know what the problem is, but they were introduced in JAWS 10, and if I flip back to JAWS 9, the problems go away. So it's obviously something with JAWS 10, and I've reported several issues. I haven't seen any fixes yet, but hopefully they'll be fixed by the time the JAWS 10 goes full release here on, I'm assuming, about November 1st. That's what they keep saying. All right, now we're going to look at a program called Super Anti-Spyware. And this program can be gotten at www.superantispyware.com. That's www.superantispyware.com. There is a free version and there is a pay version on the website. I'm currently using the free version. The pay version has a few little extra features and probably wouldn't be a bad idea if you wanted to use that. It's just as accessible as the free program. The free program also takes donations, and the people making the program will gladly accept those. This is a very good program. I like it a lot. I've replaced AdAware and SpyBot Search and Destroy with this on all my computers. It's a really good program. I like it. And I'm going to show you a little bit of it here right now.
Alt-Tab, Super Anti-Spyware Free Edition. Super Anti-Spyware Free Edition dialog. Scan your computer ... button.
Yeah, okay. And I'm just going to tab around here, and I'll talk about this a little bit. And we'll run a real quick scan with it and show you how easy it is to use. The first option here, of course, is...
Scan your computer ... button.
Scan the computer.
Tab, scheduled scanning ... button.
You can set up scheduled scanning. I think the paid version is more flexible at doing this than the free version is.
Tab, manage quarantine ... button.
You can manage your quarantine area. You know, things that you've told Super Anti-Spyware to remove.
Tab, preferences ... button.
You got different preferences here you can set up.
Enter Super Anti-Spyware Control Center dialog. General and Startup tab.
These generally aren't, I haven't even messed with them.
Tab. Tab.
Oops.
Scanning Control tab. Tab. General and Startup tab, Scanning Control tab, Real-Time Protection tab, I-Jack Protection tab, Statistics/Logs tab, Repairs tab, Updates tab. General and Startup tab, Scanning tab.
Ooh, and this portion maybe isn't very, very easy to use.
Jog the PC. Super Anti-Spyware Control Center dialog. General and Startup tab, Scanning Control tab, Real-Time Protection tab, I-Jack Protection tab, Statistics/Logs tab, Repairs tab, Updates tab, Help tab, Scanning Control. Customize the way Super Anti-Spyware scans your system. Scanner options allowed /trusted items. Check to ignore files larger than 4 MB, left parent recommended, right parent checkbox,
okay.
Check manage allowed /.
And this is a multi-tabbed dialog here that isn't apparently accessible, and I really didn't know that. I haven't been in here before until now, but you can use your JAWS cursor to go through this, and I'm not going to do that right now. I may do a more lengthy podcast on Super Anti-Spyware later.
PC. Escape.
Let's see.
Tab. Alt-Tab, Super Anti-Spyware Free Edition, tab, check for updates ... button.
Okay, and then we have our check for updates button, and that's real straightforward. It'll just go out and look for updates if I hit spacebar on this.
Tab, close button.
And then we just have close.
Tab, scan your computer ... button.
It's very simple. You can use the defaults. You really don't ever have to go into preferences and set anything. It works real good with its defaults. Okay, I'm going to go in here.
Enter. General and Startup tab, Scanning Control tab, Alt tab, Super Anti-Spyware Free Edition, Super Anti-Spyware Free Edition dialog, perform complete scan radio button.
Okay, and you have a choice here. You can either perform a complete check of the computer.
Perform custom scan radio button.
Or you can do a customized scan.
Memory checkbox. Perform quick scan radio button.
Or you can perform a quick scan. And we'll...
PC. Space. Perform quick scan radio button 1 of 3.
Okay. And that should... Yeah, okay. And then if I tab...
Tab. Scanning preferences /control center ... button.
And we don't need to go in there.
Tab. Tree view. :\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\\
to check. A is not checked.
C colon backslash dash fixed drive left parent NTFS right parent checked.
C is checked.
D colon backslash dash fixed drive left parent NTFS right parent checked. E colon backslash dash CD dash ROM not checked. F colon backslash dash fixed drive left parent NTFS right parent checked.
Yeah, and just for being brief, let's uncheck
space, F colon
that
max,
one.
E colon, D colon space, D colon one. Backslash dash fixed.
And we'll just check the C drive.
Tab, less back button, alt tab, next greater button, alt plus
and
M.
And then we go to next.
Space, less B greater memory items, list view.
Okay, now here you have to use your JAWS cursor, so I'm going to route JAWS to PC.
JAWS to PC. C colon backslash scanning, please super anti-spyware is currently scanning your system dialog.
But the only reason you have to do this is just so you can get the status.
Please be patient while your system is scanned for potentially harmful software applications dialog.
And I'm just arrowing down through here.
Scanning progress. /system/control/001/services/redbook.
And it's scanning the registry.
Header bar threat description. Header bar detected. Header bar.
If you're using just your PC cursor.
PC. Not selected at where.trackingcookie28.1.1.
You're in a list view that will show you anything it's found, and it's found a tracking cookie here.
Not selected at where.trackingcookie28.1.1.
Add where tracking cookie, and it's 1 of 1.
At where.trackingcookie28. At where.trackingcookie28.
And there's 28 of them. And if I route back JAWS to PC.
JAWS to PC. Detected :0.
I can arrow down further.
Registry items. Scanned :345.
It says how many it scanned.
Detected :0.
Nothing's in the registry.
File items. Scanned :2249.
It's scanning files now.
Detected :28.
28 it's found. Those were just the cookies.
Threats detected. 28.
Again, threats detected 28, and those are just cookies.
Scanning time. The amount of time required to scan. Your computer will vary depending on the number of files on your computer. Elapsed time :00137.
And then it'll tell you how long it's been scanning.
PC. At where.trackingcookie28.1.1.
And this should hopefully go by pretty quick.
JAWS to PC. Header bar threat to C:\Windows\E7\Filt.
Yeah, it's in Windows already. So this should just take a minute. You can also do a complete system scan, which takes quite a bit longer, you know, but that depends on how many files, how many drives you check, things like that. I do that every so often too, just to make sure nothing is snuck in the back door. And this program's been running real well. It's found some stuff here and there that it's removed. That's kept me out of trouble. So it's a good program. I haven't really looked at Spybot Search and Destroy lately. I guess 1.6 that's out now, or it may still be in beta. I'm not sure. It's supposed to be more accessible. You know, that's still a very, very good program to use. AdAware, as you know, isn't accessible. The 2007-2008 versions, you know, AdAware gave us this nonsense that, you know, oh yeah, we'll try to make it accessible for you, and they never did. You know, unfortunately, hopefully at some point they will, but, you know, it's kind of sad, you know, because that was a really good program. You know, you can still use the 1.06 with the manual definition updates, but I kind of got tired of doing that, and since so many people were using the Super Anti-Spyware, I decided to give it a try, and I really like it. It's a great program, and I definitely recommend you check it out at www.superantispyware.com.
Super Anti-Spyware Scan Summary Dialog. <= 12> <= Super Anti-Spyware Scan Summary. Potentially harmful items have been detected on your computer. It is advised that you quarantine and remove these items to prevent further infection. Click the OK button to review the detected items. <= Memory items detected. <= Files detected. <= Registry items detected. 0. <= Total threats detected. 28.0.28. <= Scan time. 00330 PC.
Okay.
Okay button. Space. Tree view. At where.trackandcook tab. \allow\item\left\parent\right\parent... button.
And then we're in another dialogue here.
Shift tab. Tree view. At where.trackandcookie. \left\28\items\right\closed. Checked.
And you could arrow up and down through here and pick each item. I only have one. And then you would tab around and tell Super Anti-Spyware what you want to do with it.
Tab. \allow\item\left\parent\right\parent... button.
You could trust the items if Super Anti-Spyware is, you know, maybe got a false positive on them.
Tab. \report\false\positive\button.
You can report a false positive here on the item you select.
Tab. \explain\detected\item\button.
You can get an explanation of what it's found here.
Tab. \manage\allowed\items\button.
Yeah, you can manage what is allowed, what is not. I don't mess with that here.
Tab. \donate\any\amount\... button.
There's a donate button if you want to give something to the guys there at Super Anti-Spyware.
Tab. \next\button.
And if you simply want to shoot these on out to the junkyard, just...
Space. \b\ quarantined and removed items. List view. Not selected. Processing. \c\ OK button.
Yeah, and it's done.
Space, list view, not selected, processing, colon, C, colon, backslash, documents and settings, backslash, rick, backslash, cookies, backslash, rick, not selected, processing, colon, C, colon, processing, colon, C, colon, backslash, documents and tab, finish button.
And we can finish, so I tab to finish.
Space, let's be greater scan for harmful software, scans your computer for spyware, a tab, close button. Shift tab, check for updates, dot, 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 button.
And we're back at the main screen, and I can simply go to close.
Tab, close button. Space, super anti-spyware control center dialog, scanning control tab.
And I'll close that since we couldn't use that.
Alt F4.
All right, and the last thing I'm going to talk with you all about today is Avast. And I'm just going to give a real brief demonstration of it. And hopefully again in the future I'm going to give a more lengthy demonstration of Avast. I'm not going to go over installation. Installation is very straightforward. Also on Super Anti-Spyware, very straightforward. The only thing on Avast that you have to do is you have to listen carefully towards the end of the installation. Avast will ask if you want to do a scan of your system after it restarts before it actually gets up into Windows. I would recommend that you tell it no at that time, because you won't be able to do anything to your system until that scan completes, and that could take several hours depending on your system, because it does a very thorough check. So I would tell that no. Finalize your installation and then do your scans after that. The only other thing I'll say about Avast is they have a registration system, and it does use the visual CAPTCHA, unfortunately, but they are very good. If you write to support, I believe it's support at avast.com. You might want to go out to the Avast website and check that to be sure, but I think it's supported at avast.com. If you tell them you're blind and you can't use the visual CAPTCHA, they'll give you a registration code via email that you can plug in. And you can use Avast for 60 days in demo mode, and then you'll need the registration key. Once you plug the registration key in, you get 14 months out of it before you have to do it again. There is a free version of Avast, and there is a paid version of Avast. I believe the website
Windows N desktop I enter enter
is
Windows Internet Explorer www.avast.com enter www.avast.com. Avast antivirus dash high security and protection from malware with anti dash spyware and anti dash rootkit software built in. RSS feeds 1 blank. Link graphic images link blank. Heading level 1 Avast antivirus v4.8.
Yeah, and it's version 4.8, and it is www.avast.com, avast.com. I just wanted to make sure about that.
Alt F4.
Close that.
Windows N, desktop, folder view, list view, Internet Explorer. AACBA, Adobe A, Avast, antivirus.
All right. And let's go in here. I'm just going to open it up.
Enter. Avast splash screen dialog. Wait, please. Testing operating memory and startup items. Dot dot dot. Registration button. Alt plus R.
When the program comes up, it'll check memory. It takes a minute or two, depending on your system. It checks memory for viruses and things like that. So we'll.
Avast simple user interface dialog. Area to scan local hard disks checkbox. Alt plus L.
Okay, the first thing that you need to do with Avast once you install it is hit your apps key.
Applications. Area to scan folders checkbox. Area to scan folders checkbox. Alt plus D. Tab. Area to scan floppies checkbox. Alt plus F.
Let's see.
Applications. Area to scan CD slash DVD checkbox. Alt plus.
Okay. Well, it's not letting me here because it's already done. But when you bring it up for the first time and get into it, you'll hear something like checkbox, dummy, something. If you hit your application key and you arrow down to settings, hit enter. If you tab around to where it uses skins for the simple interface, if you uncheck that to tell it not to use the skins and you go to OK, then you'll be able to tab around this dialogue that I'm in now. Otherwise, you won't. So that's one thing you need to do. And the next thing you need to do is, while you're in the simple interface window, if you go to your insert 5.
Black on C-shell 2.
Or insert 6, sorry.
New configuration dialog. File name colon edit lang.jcf.
To bring up the configuration, you need to then Alt-S.
Alt-S. File name colon edit lang.jcf. Enter Avast simple user interface dialog. Area to scan cd/d.
Do an Alt-S.
Alt-S. Menu. Set options menu. User up. Advanced options. Dot, dot, dot. A.
Arrow up to advanced. Hit enter.
Enter. Menu bar. Leaving menus. Advanced. Shift tab. Shift tab. OK button. Alt. Alt. Shift tab. MSAA mode colon combo box. Automatic. Alt plus A. Alt. Shift tab. Rely on MSAA for list views. Checkbox. Alt plus L. Rely on MSAA for list views. Checkbox.
And this box is checked. I'm using this in JAWS 10, and that's one of my little bugs. The checkboxes aren't being shown. Let me get out of this.
Unloading JAWS with JAWS space. Land.
And let me bring up... Oh, that's going to make a mess. Bringing up JAWS 9. Oh, I hope that don't make a mess.
JAWS for Windows is ready. Lang.jcf-JAWS configuration. JAWS context. Util- language. Help submenu. Land utility sub. Options submenu. Enter. Basics. Dot, dot, dot. Voices. Enter. Global adjustment. Dot, dot, dot. G. Tab. Global adjustment dot dot dot. Enter. Leaving menus. Global voice rate colon 85 left right slider 40% alt plus 44 49%. Modify default radio button checked. Rate colon 94 left right slider punctuation rate colon modify default radio button. Modify application configuration manager radio button checked. Modify default rate colon 85 44 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 50 box not checked.
And we would check that.
Space checked.
And then we could hit enter.
Enter. Alt tab, Avast, simple user, Alt tab, lang.jcf dash JAWS configuration manager, lang.jcf.
And then save it with Control S and exit.
Alt F4, Avast, simple user interface dialog, area to scan CD slash DVD checkbox not checked, Alt plus C.
And that will make Avast easier to use with JAWS. The MSAA, what will happen on some systems if you don't set that up and check that is Avast, when it brings up a dialog box, the system will tend to lose speech. So you want to make sure you have that turned on. Okay, we're in the...
Shift tab, area to scan floppies, checkbox not checked. Alt shift tab, area to scan folders, checkbox not checked. Alt plus D. Shift tab, area to scan local hard disks, checkbox not checked. Alt plus L.
So you get to check what you want to scan, and we just tell it the hard disk.
Space checked. Tab, area to scan folders, checkbox not checked. Alt plus
check
D.
Folders.
Tab, area to scan floppies, checkbox not checked. Alt plus
floppies.
F. Tab, area to scan CD slash
CDs.
DVD, checkbox. Tab, type of scan test archives, checkbox checked. Alt plus V.
And you wanted to tell it to check your archives.
Tab, type of scan left right slider, 50%.
Okay, now this is a slider.
0%.
You know, 0, 50%, 50, 100%. And 100 is the deepest scan, and it'll take a couple hours to scan your system.
50%.
50% is just the average scan, and that's probably what you use most of the time. You just use the 100% every once in a while. And the 0% is just a real quick scan. And I think we may use that here just for time.
Tab, scan, start scan button, Alt plus A.
And then to scan, you just go to start scan. One of the nice things about Avast is once it's set up, you really don't have to do anything with it. Definitions are downloaded a couple times a day automatically. It's real nice. It'll actually come up in speech and it'll play a little ding-dong noise for you. It'll say virus definitions are updated. So you get an audio confirmation of this being done. Okay, let's...
Start scan button.
I'm just going to do it real quick here. We're not going to scan the whole computer.
Space.
And you have to JAWS cursor a bit here, too, so I'm going to route JAWS to PC.
JAWS to PC. Top, Avast, simple user interface dialog.
And you can arrow down through here to get your status.
Tools help. http://area:scan/group/box local hard disks checkbox checked floppy folders check quote c type of scan group quote c colon backslash quote semicolon quote d colon backslash quote semicolon quote f colon backslash quote.
And it's just the drives it's scanning.
Type of scan group box test archives checkbox checked information group box tested files colon 1950.
And it's checking files. It's scanned about 2,000.
Current scanner status colon 3% complete.
Yeah, it's 3% complete.
C colon backslash documents and settings backslash RIC backslash local settings backslash scan group box. Blank. Pause current scan button. Stop scan button. Go to background button.
And that's all you basically need your JAWS cursor for is just, you know, in this window to get your status information.
PC.
If it finds any type of virus or anything, it'll pop up another dialog box that you can tab through and tell Avast what to do with it. It's really straightforward. Very easy program to use once you get used to it.
Pause current scan button. Tab. Scan stop scan button. Alt plus O. Scan stop scan space. No window is active. Alt tab. Gold wave.
Okay, and we did stop the
Windows
scan.
Windows M. Desk tab. Tab. Desktop. Folder tab. Start button. Tab. Taskbar tab. System tray JAWS for Windows button. Super anti-spyware 4-point volume button. Avast virus recovery day. Avast on dash access scanner colon 7 provider left parent S right parent total 6 running button.
And I'm going to try and get into the options here.
Applications, context menu, on dash access, stop on about Avast, upgrade to Avast, set slash change path, updating sub menu, stop providers, resume provider, pause provider, program settings, ..
And if you go into program settings here, in case you weren't able to get to it from the simple interface window, like I wasn't here since I'd already set it up. We can go in through here and do it.
Enter. Leaving menus. Avast. Settings. Dialog. Tree view. Common.
And here's your tree view. There's...
These settings will take effect after application restart. Appearance.
There's different things here. Appearance.
Chest. Confirmations. Select the lack. These settings. Common.
But if we go into common.
Tab. Test memory during application start. Dash up tab. Check floppy disks and tab. Check CDS tab. Check other removable tab. Enable skins for simple user interface. Checkbox not checked. Alt plus S.
And here it is.
Enable skins for simple user interface.
Enable skins for simple interface, and you want to make sure that's unchecked.
Tab. Enable skins for tab. Exit tab. Show results tab. Show tab. Help button tab. OK button. Alt plus O. Space.
Then you can go to OK. So that's another way to do it. You can just go through the system tray and go there and get, you know, hit your application key and go to program settings and change it that way in case you can't get to it. But you should be able to get to it the first time when you're on the simple interface. It'll just say something like dummy checkbox. If you hit your application key there and go down to the settings, you should be able to get right in and change it from there. I think the reason it didn't change here was because I'd already set the skins off and it wasn't in skin mode. All right. Well, that's pretty much everything I wanted to cover here today. So that's going to wrap up this podcast. Hopefully the next one will come quicker. I am going to try, somebody suggested that since people are using the podcast features in iTunes 8 now, that I do a more descriptive iTunes tag. So I'm going to try that on this one, and hopefully I'll do a little bit better on my description instead of just saying Blind Geek Zone podcast number such and such. So, all right, that wraps this up. Thank you for listening, and hopefully I'll talk to you again soon. Here's my contact information. My website is the Blind Geek Zone. The address is www.blind-geek-zone.net. My Skype ID is rharmon928. That's R-H-A-R-M-O-N. 928. My MSN contact information is rharmon928@hotmail.com. My email address is rharmon, that's R-H-A-R-M-O-N, @blind-geek-zone.net. If you have any questions or comments on any of the audio recordings I've done, any of the podcasts, tutorials, or demos, please feel free to contact me. if you're in need of training or technical support or website development assistance, please feel free to contact me. If you have any other comments or suggestions, please feel free to contact me.